I got it. Good evening, welcome to the November 5th, 2025, Planning Commission meeting. I'd like to get started with the Pledge of Allegiance. So I'll let Commissioner Estivander lead us in the pledge.
Will you all please rise and face the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hoorah.
Thank you, sir. So if we could, if the secretary or the clerk could call roll, please, for us.
Chair Story.
Present.
Vice Chair Gutierrez. Commissioner Avalos Villalobos.
Present.
Commissioner Schneider. Commissioner Estivander.
Present.
Commissioner Thompson.
Present.
Commissioner Coral Jr.
We don't have a quorum.
Sure we do. We have four. Quorum's four, right?
Four.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. Very good. So we do have a quorum tonight for tonight's meeting. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is oral communication from the audience on items that are not on the agenda. So this is only for items that are not included on the agenda for tonight. Is there anybody?
Yes, sir. There's one.
Okay.
Good evening, members. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna read off of here, but just so I can kind of make sure I get my point across.
Problem.
But good evening, members and members of the community and representative of the commission department and commissioners. My name is Pedro Molina. I'm a local resident here. I own the property across the street. Thank you all for being here. I wanted to bring to your attention that there's been a long-standing issue with the property that embodies the very spirit of adaptive reuse that Senate Bill 6 is designed to encourage. This building that was constructed in 1927, which is a flower shop, Mabel's, it's been there forever and always had a house in the back, has served as a cornerstone to this neighborhood for nearly a century. The rear unit, complete with the garage, has been a cherished home for generations, while the front space has been transitioned to a commercial use some time ago. It was back in the 50s. At the core, it remains a mixed-use gem. It's a mixed-use property. It perfectly aligns with the state's push to preserve the revitalization. Such structures, like they want more housing. Senate Bill 6 streamlines exactly these kinds of conversions, allowing the additions up to 15 units in a commercial zone without the need for rezoning or full environmental impact review, provided that the city's meeting housing goals, which we know Rialto is not meeting. So this creates a clear obligation to approve eligible projects swiftly. Consider the Glendale situation. Glendale, they initially resisted to similar situations with conversions, but then ultimately approved all to avoid substantial state penalties. San Diego, too, has embraced the bill, approving dozens of duplexes and mixed-use developments. Yet, we are here three years, in a frustrating back and forth with the city on my property that sits across the street. All I want is then to acknowledge that it's a mixed use, or even giving a special use permit, or even a zoning variance, which is a request. While other applicants, because I get to see the applicants, receive approvals with these. Which mine's clearly a mixed use. These inconsistencies not only undermines the trust, but also risks exposing the city to very fines SB6 was enacted to prevent. Tonight, I humbly urge, and yes, I plead with the commissioners and the city to just acknowledge that this property is a mixed-use property. And not pushing back and saying it was converted into commercial when clearly the property next door is a house. Even the properties around there, they're houses. So
just so you know, the 3 minutes is up.
Oh, 3 minutes. Well, yeah. I thought it was 5 minutes.
No, it's actually three.
3 minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was not notified. Okay. Well, all I'm asking is for the planning commission or even the directors to acknowledge the property and just let the city know that the city that the property is a mixed use, to get code enforcement off of my back, because they did send me a letter just today from the attorney's office saying that I haven't complied. But the reason I haven't complied is because the zoning is incorrect. They're saying it's a commercial when it has a house in the back. So that's it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Molina. Because it's not an item on the agenda, we're going to go ahead and take turn to the staff and refer it over to them to be able to do that. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So thank you so much. Moving on, we've got the next item is the Planning Commission minutes, and we need to have approval of our September 17th meeting. So hopefully everyone's had an opportunity
to
read
them. The September 17th, 2025 Planning Commission meeting.
Sorry, my bad.
Mr. Chair, I do want to note for the record that Commissioner Coral entered the chambers at around 6:02.
Great, thank you. So we have a motion, and do we have a second for the minutes? Seconded? Okay. Motion by Commissioner Estevander, seconded by Commissioner Thompson. Anyone opposed to the motion? Hearing none, then the motion's approved to approve the minutes. The next item is our public hearings. We'll move on to the first one there, which is conditional development permit number 250001. If staff could provide us with some direction and report on that. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. The first public hearing item tonight will be addressed by Sandra Robles, Senior Planner.
Okay.
Good evening, Chair and Commissioners. The item that I was to present tonight, CDP 250001, was pulled by the applicant and will be continued to a date certain, which is December 3rd.
Okay. Thank you very much. So I'll refer to the attorney. Do we need to open the public hearing and continue it, or how do we handle that?
That's correct. You would open the public hearing,
okay,
take in public comment.
Okay.
And when that's done, the commission would move to continue it to was it December 3rd?
Okay.
That is correct.
Very good. So thank you so much. And so right now, we're going to open the public hearing at this point. Anyone who wants to speak on this particular item, conditional development permit number 25001, please step to the podium, please. If not, we'll entertain a motion to whatever your commission's pleasure is. Go ahead.
It's the request is a motion to continue to December 3rd.
Okay.
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Estevander and seconded by Commissioner Thompson to continue conditional development permit number 25001 to the December 3rd, 2025 Planning Commission meeting. Anyone opposed to that motion? Hearing none, the motion passes. So we're thank you. Let's move on to the second public hearing item regarding tentative parcel map number 2023-0004 and precise plan design number 2023-0031. Staff, it's all yours.
Thank you, Chair. The second item tonight will be presented by Jason Costa, Associate Planner.
Okay.
Good evening, Commissioners.
Evening.
As Daniel said, my project here is master case 2023-0046. It's a tentative parcel map number 2023-0004 with a precise plan of design number 2023-0031 and environmental assessment review number 2023-0040. Our applicant this evening is Mr. Triunfo Bobadilla, and he is here this evening with his daughter Ava. What he's requesting is the approval to subdivide his parcel, his APN 0133-201-24 from north to south into two separate parcels that are roughly equivalent in size. On one of the parcels, on the west parcel, he has an existing single-family residence that he would keep, and he would build a new single-family residence on the east parcel. We also request the Planning Commission determine the project's exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15315 for minor land divisions and 15303 for new construction or conversion of small structures. This is at 605 East Edgewanda. It's there on the south side of East Edgewanda Avenue, just east of North Acacia. It is zoned R1B, single family residential. The tentative parcel map here, this is kind of a sideways the way it came out. To the left would be north, so there on the bottom of the page on the description you'll see parcel 2 above parcel 1. Parcel 1 is the location of the existing home, and parcel 2 above it is where they would build a second home. And got ahead of myself a bit, but yeah, the existing parcel already has the home, and it would continue in that current use as residential, and then the proposal would be residential for the new home on the east parcel, which is parcel 2. Both of these parcels meet all the minimum requirements for area, width, depth, and dwelling size for the R1B zoning. The site plan and the detail of looking at the larger picture, the existing home is to the right. Again, this is a little opposite. North is to the bottom of the page, facing East Edgewanda. So the single family, existing single family. And then on to the left is the proposed residence. The smaller diagram to the left, it shows you the full scale and depth of the properties there. Sort of a floor plan. And color elevations. This was public noticed by being published in the San Bernardino Sun. Mailers were sent within a 660-foot radius of the location, and it was posted at the site and at City Hall. It is recommended to the Planning Commission to adopt a resolution to approve tentative parcel map number 2023-0004. Which would be TPM 20877 for the map to permit the subdivision of parcel number 01332012204 into two parcels, and to approve precise plan of design 2023-0031 for the single family residence and garage on parcel 2 of the same of the parcel map. We also requested a determination that tentative parcel map 2023-004, should be TPM 20877, is exempt pursuant to section 15315 minor land divisions of the California Environmental Quality Act, and precise plan of design 2023-0031 is categorically exempt pursuant to section 15303 new construction or conversion of small structures of the California Environmental Quality Act.
Good.
Available for questions, and Mr. Bobadilla and his daughter are also here if you have questions for them.
Great. Thank you, Jason. Commission, do you have any questions of staff or any questions of the applicant before we open the public hearing? Okay. Commissioner Thompson, go ahead.
I'm familiar with the location. And this house sits on the south side of Etiwanda facing north, the proposed house. The garage is to the east aspect of it. There is a street coming south that T intersects with Etiwanda there. Are you comfortable that there's sufficient setback on the residence, especially to the face of that two-car garage, where anybody backing out of the garage and backing in the street is going to be aware of traffic coming both east and west on Etiwanda and southbound on that intersecting street? Are you comfortable with that?
Yes, sir, and I'd like to add that this whole project was reviewed by the engineering department, traffic engineering in particular, and they're good with it.
No, very well then. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions by commissioners at this one? Any questions for the applicant? If not, we'll go ahead and open the public hearing at this time. Is there anyone that wishes to speak to the on this particular item? Go ahead. Sorry.
Mr. Chair, before we proceed, I would have to ask, does the applicant would like to make a presentation or?
Did you want to say anything? No.
Okay, we're good. All right, thanks. Gotta ask, you're right. Any discussion by the commission on this particular item before we get a motion
or move anything? Go
ahead.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. I don't know if anyone would like to, member of the public would like to do a public comment on this yet.
Like I said, if there's anyone that wants to speak on this particular item on Tandia parcel map and the precise plan design for this one, please step forward to the podium and we will go ahead and.
There are no speakers.
You do? No speakers? Okay, very good. No one submitted anything to do that. Okay.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second? Okay. Motion by Commissioner Estevander, second by Commissioner Thompson to close the public hearing. Any opposition to that motion? Hearing none, the motion passes. So what's the commission's pleasure on this particular item?
Move to adopt the resolution to approve tentative parcel map number 2023-0004, number 20877, to permit the subdivision of assessor's parcel number 0133-201-24 into two parcels, and to adopt a resolution to approve precise plan of design number 2023-0031 for a single family residence and garage on parcel 2 of tentative map parcel map number 2023-0004, tentative parcel map number 20877, and to determine that the tentative parcel map number 2023-0004 number 20877 is categorically exempt pursuant to section number 15315 minor land division of the California Environmental Quality Act and precise plan design number 2023-0031 is categorically exempt pursuant to number 15303 new construction or conversion of a small structure of the California Environmental Quality Act.
Is there a second to that motion?
A second.
Motion by Commissioner Estevander, seconded by Commissioner Thompson. Any discussion regarding the motion? Anyone opposed to the motion?
Mr. Chair, if I may, I'm sorry to interrupt again. As far as a matter of procedure for voting on motions, it would be, is anyone in favor and then anyone opposed? So okay. We have to make sure that the commissioners voice their vote in favor.
Anyone,
if that's the case.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Hearing none, motion's approved.
Thank you.
Let's move on to the third item, which is the specific plan amendment, environmental assessment review, and the first amendment to the development agreement between City of Rialto and Lewis Hillwood Development. This is staff's presentation.
Good evening, Chair, Commissioners. I'm Daniel Casey, Principal Planner, and I'll be making the presentation tonight on the third public hearing item. This project is entitled the Myra Way and Iola Drive Project. Joint applicants for the project are the City of Rialto and Lewis Hillwood Rialto Company. Do have a presentation to share with you tonight, and on the first slide here, we'll just be going over the project site. You can see the project site on the map in the red boundary. This project site is comprised of portions of 11 parcels of land that total approximately 33 acres in size. The project site is located between Linden Avenue and Iola Drive and approximately 415 feet north of Baseline Road. This project site is within the Renaissance specific plan. The property ownership is kind of mixed of all those parcels, but there are three property owners that consist of the City of Rialto, the Lewis Hillwood Rialto Company, LLC, and also the Redevelopment Agency, City of Rialto. As you can see from the aerial image, the site is currently vacant, undeveloped. You have some vacant land to the north, a few smaller industrial developments also to the northeast. On the east side of Iola, there's some smaller incubator type industrial developments. To the south of the site, you have a former car wash, a self-storage facility, and also another smaller industrial building. And then to the west of the site, you have some larger industrial warehouses. On this next slide, I'm just going to go into some of the background information as it relates to this site. On March 26th of 2024, the City Council approved a purchase and sale agreement in cooperation with the Lewis Hillwood Rialto Company to sell five parcels and portions of two parcels of land that are on the south side of the project site, that make up the south side of the project site. Those would be sold to Newland Real Estate Equities. I've indicated here on the map, so you can see the red boundary again is the overall project site tonight, but the yellow boundary is the portion that there is a purchase and sale agreement that those properties in that yellow boundary would be sold to Newland. Those properties in the yellow make up the entirety of planning area 126 and 133 of the Renaissance specific plan. So as a part of that purchase and sale agreement that was approved by the City Council last year, the city agreed to one, amend the Renaissance specific plan. As a part of that amendment, it would include reconfiguring Myra Way so that it would extend where it currently ends at Linden Avenue, and it would extend all the way now connecting to Iola Drive. And then also as a part of that agreement, the specific plan would be amended to include changing of the land use designations of planning areas 123, 126, and 133. The agreement indicated that those would change to business center. Two of the planning areas will be a business center. I'll get into that in the next slide. One of the other planning areas will go a different designation as the project was processed, but I'll get into that on the next slides. And again, as a part of the purchase and sale agreement, the city also agreed to amend an existing development agreement between the City of Rialto and the Lewis Hillwood Rialto Company that would eliminate provisions related to the construction of a public park on planning areas 126 and 133. And then third, the city agreed to, as a part of the approved purchase and sale agreement, to complete all necessary California Environmental Quality Act approvals related to the specific plan amendment and the development agreement amendment. So on the next slide here, I'll just go over the details of the specific plan amendment. So again, as required by the purchase and sale agreement, the city began working in conjunction with Lewis Hillwood Rialto Company on preparing an amended Renaissance specific plan. That document was prepared by Kimley Horn and Associates. As part of the specific plan amendment, planning area 123, which is currently designated as school, that's its current land use designation, though the site is not owned by the Rialto Unified School District, nor are there any current plans to develop a school on that site. The plan would be to, as a part of the amendment, to change that designation to general commercial with a residential overlay. With that change, the site would then accommodate, that particular planning area would accommodate a little over 112,000 square feet of commercial uses, or 164 dwelling units, or some combination thereof. The next amendment would be changing the land use designation of Planning Area 126, and that is currently the green public park area on the existing land use map, and that would be changed to business center. That particular planning area would then accommodate up to 378,972 square feet of industrial uses. And then the next amendment would be to change Planning Area 133 from what it's currently at employment with a public park overlay to business center. Planning Area 133 is just to the west, adjacent to the west of Planning Area 126. It's kind of green with diagonal gray lines there. And with that change, it would accommodate up to 74,052 square feet of industrial uses. Then, as I also mentioned, Myro Way will be reconfigured so that it extends from Linden to Isla Drive. So you can see on the two maps there at the bottom, the one on the left is what is the current land use map of the Renaissance specific plan. So the blue designating the school, the green designating the park. And then you can kind of see where a road divided those two and then kind of curved northward. It did not continue west to Linden. The amendments I just described would now change the north area to that from blue to red, the commercial designation, and then the green and green with the diagonal lines to the pink business center. That's what you see on the proposed land use map. And then Myro Way would no longer curve northward, it would now go westward and connect into the existing segment. And I will note that before the commission tonight, there's no proposed development before you tonight. None of the actions here include any development. This amendment is to change the land use designations to accommodate future development. Okay, moving on. So in addition to the specific plan amendment, as I mentioned, the purchase and sale agreement also required the city to amend the development agreement. On December 13th, 2016, the City Council had approved a development agreement with the Lewis Hillwood Rialto Company as it pertains to properties within the Renaissance specific plan area. That existing agreement includes provisions for the construction and development of the public park on planning areas 126 and 133. But with the proposed specific plan amendment that would remove that public park designation, it necessitates amending the development agreement to remove those provisions pertaining to a park construction on those sites. So the specific amendments that would occur would be removing the definition of a public park in the agreement, modifying section 5.3.1 that removes language that requires the city to utilize funds that will still be collected, but rather than having them have to go to construction of a public park on planning areas 126 and 133, the city will be able to use those funds for a park either elsewhere in the site or in the area, in the region, or to upgrade any existing parks, any lawful use that the city sees that's needed with those funds that are still going to be collected. Then the other amendment would be to delete Section 8 of the development agreement entirely, and that section defined basically the boundary, the characteristics, the cost, and the improvements that would be built on planning area 126 and 133 as it pertained to a park. Since the park would no longer be constructed there, that section is no longer necessary. And then the last amendment is just to remove all references to the public park that occur throughout the development agreement. So that is the second item from the purchase and sale agreement. And the third and last item that was required from the purchase and sale agreement was the completion of the California Environmental Quality Act approvals. So the both the city and LHR engaged Kimley Horn and Associates to prepare a subsequent environmental impact report to the Renaissance specific plan environmental impact report. And that subsequent environmental impact report analyzed the specific plan amendment that is before the commission tonight. So that change in land use designation going from the park and the schools designations to the business center and the commercial designations. But in addition to that, it did analyze a future development that again is not being considered. There's no entitlement development applications tonight, but it did also analyze a future development on planning area 126 and 133 that would consist of two warehouse buildings, one being 53,000 square feet and the other 375,000 square feet. The environmental impact report determined that there would be a significant and unavoidable impact as it relates to greenhouse gas emissions. That subsequent EIR was circulated for public review from March 21st of this year to May 5th. There were three comment letters that were received during that time frame. Responses were prepared to each of those commenters, and then those responses were included in a final subsequent environmental impact report that was completed on August of 2025. Environmental impact report before the commission tonight was completed in accordance with the California Environmental Quality Act and the City Council approved purchase and sale agreement. In the resolution before the commission tonight in regard to the environmental impact report, there is a statement of overriding considerations within that that details the benefits of the project that outweigh those significant impacts that were identified in the environmental impact report. And so I will just go on to say that this project that's before the commission tonight, which again includes the specific plan amendment, the development agreement amendment, and the environmental impact report, these three items will require City Council approval. And so tonight, the commission's role is to provide a recommendation to the City Council. Based on staff's review and analysis of this project, staff recommends that the Planning Commission adopt the resolutions before you tonight, forwarding a recommendation to the City Council to certify the subsequent environmental impact report and then approve the specific plan amendment and approve the First Amendment to the development agreement between the City of Rialto and Lewis Hillwood Rialto Company. I will also note that two comment letters were received this afternoon on this item. The first one that came in was from Mitchell Tsai on behalf of the Western States Regional Council of Carpenters. I've provided each commissioner with a copy, and there's also copies up here for public review. This letter expresses support for the project and encourages the Planning Commission to recommend approval of the project. The second letter that was submitted this afternoon is from the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice. Again, I also provided copies to each of the commissioners, and there are copies up here for the public to review. There are a few items in this letter that I do want to just address. In effectively the second paragraph, it discusses transparency as it relates to the public sale of the property. I do want to again stress that the city did follow all of the requirements as it relates to surplus land. That item went before the City Council and a purchase and sale agreement was approved at a public hearing before the City Council. There's also a statement in here requesting that a subsequent environmental impact report be prepared. Again, I just want to acknowledge that that was prepared and that is before the commission tonight. Then there was also a statement about the use of Ayala and Baseline as truck routes for this project. Again, there's no development that is proposed or for consideration tonight. Any future development would require submittal of necessary development applications that would then have to come before the Planning Commission for review and consideration. And I will note that Ayala Drive is not a truck route. Any future development would be prohibited from having its trucks utilize Ayala Drive. And the site also, I would note, does not have connectivity or direct access to Baseline Road. And again, their trucks would not be using Baseline. Any future development from this project would be required to use Myro Way to and from Alder Avenue. Then on the last page, the second page at the top, there was a statement about the CEQA documents and studies being outdated and that they don't reflect the current realities. I do want to emphasize that these are brand new studies that were prepared specifically for this project. And as I mentioned, the final environmental impact report before you tonight was dated August 2025. And so that concludes the staff presentation. I'm available if you have any questions. The applicant and their consultant team are also here if you have any questions.
Thank you, Daniel. Commission, questions for staff?
Yes, I have a couple. You're eliminating the public park designation on that property.
Yes.
Is this okay with the city?
The city council approved a purchase and sale agreement to specifically remove the public park designation. I will just again stress that there are fees that are being collected actively to fund the development of that park. Those fees will still be collected. They'll be able to be used elsewhere. The city will have more flexibility in locating a park where it feels it may need to be, or like I said, upgrading a park.
But the funds will still go to parks.
Yes, yes, okay. That there will still be those 17.3
million. It won't fall
million.
Back in the general fund.
The city will bring in those monies that can be used for public park purposes.
Okay. Also, are we setting ourselves up for two more warehouses, one at 53,000 square foot and one at 375,000 square feet?
The EIR did analyze that development. We will see if an application comes forward to the commission. Yes, ultimately the designation would change to business center, which would accommodate the development of industrial warehouses. What will specifically be proposed remains to be seen.
You realize my hangar was there for my hot rods.
Okay. Okay.
Just so you realize that, Daniel.
Right, understood.
Okay. Any other questions?
The first one I have is regarding Marrow Way, and it's intersecting with Ayala. I came down that way this evening on my way over here, and I was looking at the traffic flow as I came south, and there's several intersections that are controlled by signalization as you come southbound or whether you're going northbound. And I'm wondering if we put two warehouses, if we were, two warehouses to be constructed there of that size, how's that going to impact in that Myra Way intersection, which is about midway between Baseline Road and what's the next one up, Fitzgerald, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. How are they going to synchronize that? If we're two large warehouses like this, how's that traffic going to feed into that? And confirm for me what the status is on Ayala there. Is it a truck route or not a truck route?
Okay, can do that. Yep, no problem.
There too.
Yes, so, you do. To answer your last question, Ayala between Baseline and the 210 freeway is not a truck route. It's not a truck route. To answer your second question, or your first question, as a development application comes forward, that will require the submittal of a traffic impact analysis to analyze the traffic specifically from this project, both the commercial side, the industrial side. And so should there be any necessary improvements to any roadways, those will be identified. And again, they'll be presented to the Planning Commission at the time those decisions are to be made. Because again, there's no development project proposed tonight. Tonight is just changing the designations from one to the other. Should there be a future development, they'll have to go through their own development application review process. And again, I'll also note that the intersection of Myro and Ayala, as you mentioned, any truck traffic that would come from developments on the south side, right, the business center side where the warehouses would potentially be, they will not be allowed to even use that intersection. They'll all be prohibited from using that intersection. Every truck would have to come and go from Alder Avenue down Myro and turn into the site. They cannot continue east to that intersection of Myro and Ayala.
Does Myro Way intersect, to refresh my memory, does it intersect with Locust? And is Locust not the route we were looking or that we're actually spending money on right now to get the truck traffic off of Ayala And off of
Yeah, it also intersects with Locust. Yeah, I mean, the trucks could potentially take other industrial collector streets to get up to the freeway, but they will not be able to go east from any of the project driveways to Ayala.
Okay.
Yep. And at some point in the future, should a development application come forward, there would be a condition of approval on a conditional development permit application prohibiting any trucks from going to that intersection.
Trucks being what they are, and truck drivers being such as they are, point-to-point mentality. They want to go from point to point. Mm-hmm. So what we do here in the planning process becomes an enforcement issue in the future.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that we keep that in mind as we look at what it's going to take for us in the future to enforce that, whether it's with signage, whether it's with traffic enforcement, physical enforcement, mm-hmm. or otherwise. That is a concern for me.
Understood.
I have one other unrelated concern, and that is this water extraction or cleansing plant that's over there at Linden, north of Marwa Way on the east side of the street. You're familiar with it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
These proposed warehouses or possible warehouses, they're on the other side of the street, on the south side?
Correct. Yeah, the water facility you're mentioning is on the north side. The future warehouses will be located on the south side.
Then the property on the north side of Merrill Way is open to acquisition once the street is in. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's the area immediately to the east of it is currently designated for residential uses.
Then we're going to have to, as we look at whatever anybody proposes to be in there, to make sure that it's compatible with that plant, mm-hmm. because the plant has caustic materials, acids, if you will.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure that in the future, and I just want to make that note now, that we take a look at what we're doing here, is we're laying the groundwork for something we have to deal with in the future. And I want to make sure that we're in a position where we can adequately address any concerns we might have now, or at least get them on the record before we have to address them in the future.
Understood. Yes, that site is just outside of tonight's project site. Future development applications would have to be submitted for those areas immediately next to the water facility you're referring to. And at that time, that's when staff will look at those, do that analysis.
Okay. That's it.
And any other commission questions?
I do.
Sure.
Thank you. Is there any talk about where that future park could possibly be put? Because I do know they're building all those homes right there in the Renaissance area, all the residential. And that's one thing builders do use in their sales, is there's a projected park down the street, and I'm sure they're already using that. And I just always don't like to see when parks are being taken away. Is there a plan, and how long, if there is a plan, if anything, what is in place for that?
Sure, got it. So the residential development to the north, as a part of the development agreement, is required to install parks that will be service that neighborhood. So there will be parks installed in the neighborhood for those residents to use. In fact, some of them are already in the first phases. They're already constructed. And then, of course, we have Jerry Eves to the east of the site. There's no plan for a specific second public park location at this time. But again, as I mentioned, that the $17.3 million that would have funded the park that would have gone on this site will still be collected.
Any other questions?
Yeah, if I can add to that, recreational opportunity is part of the heartbeat of a community. It's what keeps the kids off the street, a very large part of that, and it what provides green space for the community itself. I want to make sure that we as planners, we as a commission and you as planners, keep an eye toward maintaining a reasonable level or appropriation of green space land so that the community continue to grow, not only in terms of opportunities such as these folks out here, the people that would operate such businesses once they are come to fruition, but also that in the end, the community itself benefits the greatest from it as a whole. Fair enough. Thank you.
Questions, Commission? Daniel, let me just ask this real quick. It's just dangerous because I know some of this information and stuff from sitting over there before. But in the general plan, there's a designated number or a goal or of parkland per, let's say, 1,000 people. I can't remember the exact number, but there's a percentage that we're supposed to have for people, for our community. So many X parkland for so many thousand people. And I'm going to assume that it hasn't changed since I left. That isn't being met. We it's not being met. We don't have a percentage. Am I correct?
I'd have to confirm that for you.
But the likelihood is not. Other than adding Joe Sampson Park recently, and that number, there hasn't been added the park. Now, obviously, in communities, like you're talking about, the parks that are in the private communities to be able to do that. So, and I understand this has been to the council and the direction for us to confirm it and forward on a recommendation. But some things I just want to note is that we're just make sure I'm getting this straight. We're going to remove a parkland designation, knowing that we don't meet the park criteria for our parkland residents to be able to do in the general plan, the current general plan we've got, which is fine. I mean, that's just noted by the commission to do that. That's the direction the council wants to go, and they want to look for a future site someplace else to do that. I'm perfectly fine, but so the optics doesn't look like that we are unknowingly taking parkland off, knowing that we don't meet the criteria per 1,000 for employees. That's fine. That's okay. Then let me ask the other question about the $17 million, I think, that was collected through the mm-hmm. Lewis Hillwood mm-hmm. development to do that. And that's still, as the commissioners have asked, is still going to be used for parks. But it's not. It doesn't mean it's going to be used to build a new park. Those funds can be used at Frisbee, at Joe Sampson, at Rialto, to do improvements to existing park facilities to be able to do that. Am I correct?
Yeah, it will be at the discretion of the council.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Could be another park site. Yep.
My point was, as long as it doesn't go back in the general.
Right. And that's fine. So I just want to be sure it gets used for parks, but didn't want the perception being that if we're eliminating this site, then we're going to go and look for another one and use $17 million to buy a park. That's not necessarily, that's at the discretion of the council to be able to do that. Okay. All right. Just clarification with that. Any other questions or comments from the commission? Does the representative from Newland Development want to address the commission if they're here tonight?
I think perhaps Lewis Hillwood may want to.
Or Lewis, okay.
Yep.
Oh, I'll take those guys too.
Yep.
That's fine. So.
Good evening, Chairman and members of the Commission. My name is Glenn Crosby, representing Lewis Hillwood Rialto. We've been working on this project with the city for, probably 2.5 years now, so it's been through a lot of vetting. I do want to point out Mr. Casey did a real thorough job with his presentation, and everything is consistent with our actions to date. I did want to clarify a couple things and hopefully help also answer a couple of your questions or maybe refine some of those answers, one of which is specific to the residential component. There is, in that first phase, already a 1-acre park with a pool and full facilities and also a small pocket park. In the next phase, we're also processing a larger 2-acre facility that will have a 5,000 or 6,000 square foot clubhouse, another pool, open park space, dog park, and then there's yet another one that will be in the third phase. And those are all contemplated still in the development agreement. So the development agreement was specific only to the public park component. And as Daniel mentioned, that was purely a land use designation that, we've been working on this project for 20 years. Going back to the beginning, but that designation is always predicated on the city's ability to purchase, develop, and pay for the operational costs, which obviously are a challenge, particularly now. We're working with a number of cities are looking how to offload parks, unfortunately, but that was in land use designation only. And there's already been the $10.8 million payment made, so that's not a future payment. That has already been made, in addition to another couple million of the 6.5, the additional 6.5 has already been paid to date. So those funds are not future or promised, or they're already in the city's coffers. So I just wanted to clarify that. One other component, the MIRO extension, those plans were developed back in about 2016, and that right-of-way was previously dedicated to the city all the way over to Ayala. So it's not, it's mostly a, you know, a graphic clarification for the specific plan, but there's sewer, storm drain, and I'm sure as you saw earlier today or when you drove by, the curb cuts are already mm-hmm. in place on Ayala for that ultimate alignment connection. So that's already been dedicated through the city, and the plans have already been designed for that as well. So there just hasn't been adjacent development. Another quick item that came up was just in reference to the water plant. And just to clarify, there will be, you know, a buffer around that that plant, although it's a fairly clean operation. Obviously, it's not the most compatible use for residential when it gets built up there. So there's certainly going to be a buffer that will take that into consideration on the north side of MIRO at that time. And of course, that's been around from the beginning. So no no change there. And the other item that came up was with respect to the buyers, and the buyers were disclosed for those Lennar first phases that this project was subject to rezone and was going through the process. So that's on their disclosures for those purchasers. So it's not new information or surprise information that might have affected that decision. So I just wanted to clarify a couple of those things for you. And I'm here. We have our consultant team here as well that can help answer any other questions.
Sure. Thank you. Okay. Glenn, how are you doing? Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has.
Over there, so you look, you haven't changed. I've got less hair and a lot more stomach, so that's
I've
really changed a lot
hair.
And stuff. But does anyone have any questions, Mr.
Crosby?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, well, I've gotten a lot bigger. But any questions or stuff? I had one, and just to clarify the park component with this, and the residential development that you've done up there is beautiful stuff. I mean, I've been through it and stuff. It looks great. And they've got one part of the things already there for recreational components for that. But I want to make sure we understand this. Those are for the residents that live there. I can't use it. Commissioners can't use it. Okay, I just want to make sure that it's important
correct.
For the residents that live there, but it's not a community park where other people can come in and be able to do this.
That's right.
Okay.
That's a fair statement.
And
that's private.
Yeah, and once again, I just want to clarify that we appreciate all that they put in for the people that live there, but it doesn't substitute for the fact that for a community park that we've gotten to that. Yeah, it doesn't. That's just, I want to clarify that. So because once again, and I'm okay as long as the council, the direction we're going, and we'll eventually get a recommendation to move forward and stuff like this, make them aware that, you know, we're taking it off and that's fine. They can find another spot for it to be able to do that, and that's perfectly fine. But the money doesn't necessarily have to be used to put a community park in, and the parks that are being done there that are amazing that they've gotten the development there, none of us can use unless we live there. Okay, that's fine.
And then there was one last thing, if I may, that I neglected to mention. Again, the prior comment regarding the intersection connection there, MIRO and Ayala, but in the traffic analysis, there was a signal recommended to help manage that traffic there. So I just want to be sure you're aware of that.
So, okay, sorry.
Thank you.
All right, any other questions for Mr. Crosby? Okay, real quick, go ahead.
It seems to me recently, and this may also be answered by Daniel, that there was some question brought before the council regarding a lighting district in that area over there. I just want to be assured that MIRO Way will be lit for street lights the same mm-hmm. as it's lit in any other aspect of the community, any other street, to that same standard.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, those plans were developed, but if there's anything that's been, you know, evolved since then, that will be refined before, you know, those go out to a formal bid. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Thank you. At this time, we'd like to open the public hearing. And so if anyone, I know we have some people that filled out forms, but Our clerk's going to go ahead and announce your names. You could come up to the podium and address for the 3 minutes. I appreciate it and stuff. So, excuse me?
3 minutes?
Let's wait for the...
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to wait. I don't know what the order is and stuff like that. Oh. Yeah, so they're going to read off. If you filled out one of the forms, they're going to read it, and you'll come on up to do that one at that time. Sorry.
Delshawn McAllen.
How you doing, Council?
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Delshawn McAllen, and I'm a member of the Western States Regional Council of Carpenters. We have just about 6,500 members that live, work, and recreate in the vicinity of this project. The Western States Regional Council of Carpenters are in support of the specific plan amendment, as well as the future of the project. The developer has committed to work with contractors that will hire locally and utilize apprentices from a state-certified apprenticeship training program. I would like to express my support for the future project, as we believe that it will benefit the environment and the local economy by practicing protocols that will protect workers' health and safety and incorporate adequate environment mitigations. Also, a project like this could create community wealth for the city of Rialto, as well as these projects are mortgage paying wages for your constituents. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lindsay Munoz.
Hello. So my name is Lindsay Munoz. I am born and raised here in Rialto. I've seen firsthand the transformation of Rialto into a warehouse and logistics hub. I'm also currently finishing my master's program in urban and regional planning from Cal Poly Pomona, and I'm here to talk about the specific plan amendment. So in simple language, what is being requested is to change the land that was designated for public park and school and employment use into business center. In other words, industrial and general commercial. I don't know why you would do an EIR on two warehouses without wanting to build two warehouses in the spot. The subsequent EIR considered two industrial warehouses that range from 50,000 to 375,000 square feet. We currently have 10 vacant warehouses spanning just under 3 million square feet. Is the goal complete industrial build out? The economic promise of jobs, there's this economic promise of jobs, yet the only jobs are really coming in are these construction jobs to build the thing. These places are vacant. Also, the project will generate greenhouse gas emissions up to approximately 7,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent per year. The threshold set by South Coast Air Quality Management District for all new development projects is 3,000 metric tons. This project will exceed this threshold by 4,000 metric tons, which will be caused by vehicle traffic. We are following in the footsteps of Ontario, Bloomington, San Bernardino, and Fontana in their mass warehouse development, all of which were ranked as having the worst air quality across the U.S. by the American Lung Association and IQ Air. I've looked at specific and general plans. The specific plan, and I quote, states, Renaissance will be focused on the community. Renaissance offers spaces, open spaces, encourage the enjoyment of the outdoors. In this manner, Renaissance will facilitate walk to work, shop opportunities, and engender a sense of community and identity, end quote. In the land use element of the General Plan Goal 2.9 states, and I quote, protect residential schools, parks, and other sensitive land uses from the impacts associated with industrial and truck-related land uses, as well as commercial and retail areas. Goal 2.35 is reduce air pollution emissions from both mobile and stationary sources in the city. I implore you to consider who this development benefits, who it negatively impacts, and why would you want to approve a development that inherently goes against the vision, health, and will of the Rialto people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Claudia Cuevas.
Hola.
Hola, muy buenas noches. Voy a necesitar traducción. Mi nombre es Claudia Cuevas.
Her name is Claudia Cuevas.
Oh, creo que esa es tuya. Hoy esta noche estoy aquí como comunidad.
Testing.
Here we go.
Que hoy esta noche vengo como comunidad, hablar como comunidad.
Today she's here to speak for the community.
Sobre el plan general para el parque.
For the plan of the park.
No permitan que resonifiquen el área del parque a industrial.
She does not wish for you to change the use of the park to industrial.
Eso como comunidad en nada nos beneficia.
That change does not benefit the community.
Ya estamos cansados que siempre vengan bodegas a la ciudad.
She is tired that the industrial parks are coming to the city.
Desde el 2000, a lo que estaba mirando el día de hoy, desde el 2016 tenemos el proyecto del parque. Que desde el 2016 tenemos el proyecto del parque.
Since 2016, we have the park project.
¿Por qué todavía no está construido el parque?
Why has the park not been
constructed? ¿Por qué no está la escuela?
Why is the school not?
¿Por qué estamos permitiendo que la industria llegue a robarnos el espacio que es dirigido a nuestra comunidad?
Why are we allowing the industrial development to take away from the parks?
Estamos a dos cuadras de nuestra escuela en Eisenhower. A dos cuadras.
We are two blocks away from.
Dos cuadras de nuestra escuela, la high school en Eisenhower.
From our schools.
Y estamos cansados de que todavía no nuestra calle, la baseline, no está permitido camiones pesados que transiten.
And we are tired of having the big trucks transport.
Ya estén utilizando la calle baseline. Ya la están usando la calle baseline para transitar.
Oh, they are currently using baseline as a truck route.
Han tratado, casi ocasionan un accidente con una de mis compañeras.
The trucks have almost caused an accident with one of her coworkers.
Y es como acaban de comentar, no lo ven a futuro.
And
no ven a futuro cuando entran las bodegas.
She doesn't see a future when there are industrial parks.
Ahorita estamos con el AV-98 viendo las entradas para los camiones pesados.
We are currently Avenue 98
para ver la entrada de los camiones pesados a la ciudad.
To see the big rigs coming in to the city.
Entonces, por favor.
So please.
Necesitamos más áreas verdes, más escuelas, más centros recreativos.
We need more green parks, more schools, more recreational areas.
Esta es nuestra comunidad.
This is our community.
No queremos más bodegas alrededor de nuestra comunidad.
We do not want any more warehouses in
our community.
No
queremos más niños tosiendo cuando salen al recreo por las alergias.
We do not want any more children coughing because of allergies.
Por todo lo que ocasiona la contaminación.
And we do not want the air contamination.
El año pasado en la Pepper.
Last year on Pepper,
aprobaron también una bodega.
They approved another warehouse.
Vivo a 12 cuadras del vecindario de donde está la bodega.
She lives 12 blocks from that warehouse.
Es horrible ver ese gran edificio ahí al lado de nuestro vecindario.
It's terrible to see that building right next to her.
Cuando también ese sector estaba designado para nuestra comunidad.
When it was also designated for her community.
Señora Cuevas, ya los 3 minutos.
A mí me eran 6 porque soy español e inglés. Lo siento.
Okay.
Que necesitan saber las reglas de las personas que hablamos español también. Pero está bien, si dice que está bien.
Mr. Chair, yes. If I may, the rule is 3 minutes.
Sure.
But I believe staff has given her 4 minutes. It's up to the chair's discretion to, given the translation, uh-huh, to give her a little bit more time. To continue, sure, the finish her statement, to do the translation.
Sure, let's finish. You can finish.
bueno, la importancia también de que seguir las reglas. Tienen que enseñarse también ellos a seguir las reglas. Las personas que hablamos español en cualquier sitio, en the City Hall, tenemos 6 minutos, tenemos lo doble.
Entonces, she would like for you to acknowledge that as a Spanish speaker, she has 6 minutes.
Entonces, si estoy aquí, es por mi comunidad.
Yeah, she's here for her community.
Yeah, if you can complete your statement, we'd really appreciate it, and stuff will give you the time to do it. So, thank you. Go ahead.
Perdón.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Thank you.
No, go ahead. I'm fine.
No sé si dieron cuenta que estuve tomando videos y fotografías.
She's been videotaping and taking images.
Para mandarles al grupo de madres que no pudieron venir hoy esta noche.
Okay. To send it to the group of mothers who could not be here tonight.
Que trabajan.
Who work.
Y que quisieran estar aquí alzando su voz.
And who wanted to be here to utilize their voice.
Pero a veces se sienten frustradas.
But sometimes they're frustrated.
Porque no se sienten escuchadas la comunidad.
Because they are not being heard by the community.
Creo que todos aquí somos comunidad.
She believes that we are all here as a community.
Y a todos nos afecta las decisiones que tomemos en este momento.
And this all affects us at this moment.
Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ana González.
Please try to remember that it's 3 minutes to do that. We don't want to keep extending it to be able to do it. So if you're going to come with new information or new stuff that hasn't been already spoken to, feel free. Thank you.
Good evening, Planning Commissioners. My name is Ana Gonzalez. I'm the Executive Director at the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice, the one that sent you the letter earlier, and wanted to clarify some of the comments that were made in regards to the inadequacy of the CEQA analysis. What we were trying to clarify was regarding the traffic analysis that was not conducted with current conditions of the cumulative impacts that Rialto residents are currently facing. That was not addressed in the CEQA document. So those are the kind of reports that we were trying to say that were inadequately analyzed in the CEQA documents. I wanted to throw some stats at y'all. So currently, there are 42,000 truck trips a day coming to the city of Rialto. This proposal will, we all know there's a project coming. Once you rezone today and the council passes it, they're gonna apply. We all know Lewis Homes and Hillwood are in the business of a warehouse building now, so let's be real. This will add up to 300 to 500 truck trips a day already to those 42,000 truck trips. There are, like somebody mentioned, 10 vacant warehouses and 207 existing warehouses in the city of Rialto with 7 under CEQA review at the moment. That equals 60 million square feet of warehousing right now in the city of Rialto. And Mr. Mike Story, you brought up a really good point that made me do some research. So according to the state, residents in the state of California need one park per every 2,300 residents. That equals to 49 parks in the city of Rialto. And I believe we only have about 11 or 12. We have a lot to meet in green spaces. And for a growing population, Gen Zers, millennials who are more actively engaging in exercise and a lot of fitness activities, we need to give the community these types of amenities. We are also here to advocate for the diversification of jobs in our communities to not throw our eggs in one basket into warehousing. We can build better projects that will bring better jobs so our community doesn't have to drive to the cities of LA and Orange County and other communities for good paying jobs so they can meet their mortgages. And in regards to the sale agreement, we did not find any records that this land was available to other folks that wanted to build other things such as housing, and that's a concern, and that's what we meant by transparency. And so I guess we'll have to pull a public records request to get those information. And with SB 415, by the way, Rialto PD and other local municipalities are now not in the jurisdiction of citing trucks. It is now under CHP because of AB 98 and the fix-it bill that just came through the governor's office, which is SB 415. So something to think about. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Tatiana Reyes.
Good evening. My name is Tatiana Reyes. I'm a resident of Rialto. I'm here to give you a different view. I'm a CHP motor carrier specialist, so I've been dealing with trucks and warehouse for over 12 years. So GPS for the truck drivers, they're not updated. So they are like 2 or 3 years back. So the truck route, they're not updated. So we will go anywhere and we will stop traffic, park, whatever is available. Any warehouse, they don't allow overnight for deliveries or pickup. So the truck drivers will go anywhere in the city where it's available to park and wait for their appointment. So we are looking to have truck drivers in everywhere. If you don't believe me, when you open the warehouse by the other side of the freeway, the 210, there is a truck stop. I pass by every day there. Their capacity is a maximum capacity. If you go over that row, the next to the 210, you will see truck drivers everywhere. On the empty spots that are there, the empty land, they will go in there and park in there. Also, on Renaissance, because there is enough space behind all the stores. If you go anywhere at night, you will see truck drivers park in there. So these warehouses that you're building is creating a big problem. And like Anna mentioned it, the police is not allowed to do inspections on them. You have to be certified by the CHP, which I am. I can do inspections on any trucks. But the Rialto will not be able to cite or inspect that these truck drivers are in maximum and running good. I don't know if you know, if your truck driver is driving by the school or anything, it takes 2 football camps or fields to complete stop. So imagine passing by everyone in Rialto and a kid cross the street or whatever, it takes 2 football fields for a 53-foot truck to stop. So please take this in consideration. If you don't believe me, go. Go over, see behind Renaissance, and you will see trucks parked everywhere just waiting for their pickup or delivery time. So this will be messy when all these warehouses that are closed right now open.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eva Ochoa.
Was it?
Eva Ochoa.
Okay, next.
Pedro Molina.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
I was going to take off, but this location is close to the heart. So it's a setup, guys. So they got the property as a still, $19 million, which is a still, by the way. They didn't expect to make that much money from the houses, over $1 billion. Second, this is a memorial. This is art school. I don't know if you guys remember my favorite movie. It's Top Gun. He used to be a stunt, like an airplane guy. This is a memorial. You guys are getting rid of a memorial if you guys approve to change the zone. Second, San Miro sold the property to Rialto City back in the 60s. So this was supposed to be kept as an airport because they got a grant for $15 million by the state. And it changed, but of course things change. This is not right to get rid of a memorial park, which it should be a memorial. There's nothing dedicated to the pilots. There were so many pilots in that airport that were my friends. No longer, they were older guys. Now our city's starting to look like the logo. There's no oranges, pier buildings, right in the back, which is sad to see, but you know, things change. The location, if you guys think of you guys gonna find another park that has history, like that area, you won't be able to find it. It's an airport that's been known for so many years, and it'll be the perfect place to do a memorial for art school. That was his memorial area. Second, it's really sad that we don't really have any locations that are known like in history. Like everything is all like, hey, what is Rialto known for? Hey, they have a lot of warehouses and nothing. So Top Gun being making a memorial park that's known. Riverside has one, and he was always in the Rialto airport doing stunts. He unfortunately died, and that movie was dedicated to him. But I just wanted to stay and talk about that because it would be a bad idea to approve it. They should be donating the property to their property to the city of Rialto. Rialto's gave them so much business, which is makes me really upset that's happening. But that's it. I just wanted to stay and talk about it because it was close to the heart, and my kids go to the park. They enjoy that 4th of July event. Mm-hmm. I wish it could expand, maybe become a memorial park where it could be dedicated to the pilots. Rialto is no longer going to have an airport, so maybe just make a memorial for the pilots there. It's a nice place to have a lot of trees and just a perfect park. I don't know, but other than that, that's it. I wanted to stay and talk about that because I warehouses are really like I don't know. You got to go to Big Bear to see trees, not cement buildings. So I live here, so that's why it's I wanted to come and stay and talk about this. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was all.
That's all? Okay, very good. Hearing that, we can go ahead and close the public hearing. And before we have any discussion, or would you recommend?
Mr. Chair, if I may, I would recommend that you give the applicant an opportunity to respond to any of the comments that have come up before closing the public hearing.
Very good. Or staff, correct? Or staff, or just the applicant?
Just the applicant.
Okay,
once the public hearing is closed, if you have further factual questions.
We can do that. Yeah. Okay. Any for Mr. Crosby or anything? Need to address any of this stuff? So.
Just very quickly, I just wanted to stress that there was a full traffic scoping done for this project and full traffic analysis subsequent to that scoping. So it's been through full updated analysis for there. It's not based on the 2016 report that was referenced. So it's all current, and everything that was analyzed is in the current report that's in front of you tonight. So I just wanted to clarify that. Also, just for the gentleman that just left, we actually named the main street that goes into the Renaissance Marketplace Shoal Way.
Correct.
So that's, correct. I think that's pretty significant. And all the Lennar streets, if you've been in there, are named after, they have basically aeronautical references.
Correct.
And stuff. So just wanted to point that out because I think that's, I think, okay, we have tried to be true to that and keep some of that carry on. And I think that's it. I think you're aware of the other items. Again, mm-hmm, I know that there's the perception that these were owned facilities by the school district or owned by the city for a park, but they were truly just in land designation only. So they were always predicated on those agencies' ability to acquire that and build those facilities, and those economics just aren't here today. So just wanted to clarify that last piece. If there are any other questions or clarifications available.
We're good. Thank you, Glenn. So now, to close it, or just can the commission ask questions as of how it's the best approach?
If the commission has more questions for, clarification questions for staff?
For staff, yeah.
Then I would ask the questions to staff and just keep it very limited
okay.
to that.
Any questions for staff? Daniel, what's the, this has been to the EDC, I'm assuming, at some point in time before the March 24th action,
yeah, exactly,
to be able to do it. So
yes,
it went to the EDC.
Yes.
And the current council made that,
correct,
designation. And they're aware that their recommendation is part of this is the removal of the park, mm-hmm, and as part of this agreement to do that.
Yeah, I believe three of the current council members were on the council at the time that the purchase and sale agreement was approved.
Right. And then the 24th was the one that to move it forward, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was the name of the park going to be?
I'm not aware of a name for the park.
Yeah. They never got to the park.
They never.
I don't believe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't believe that's included in any park master plan.
Okay.
That we
so. Okay. So, any other questions for staff? No, I'll entertain a motion to close the public.
Move to close the public hearing.
Okay, motion by Commissioner Estevander, second by Mr. Crowell. Commissioner Crowell, all those in favor of closing the public hearing signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, public hearing is closed. Commission, what's your pleasure? Discussion?
Move to adopt the attached resolution exhibit G, H, and I, thereby forwarding to the City Council a recommendation to certify the final subsequent environmental impact report assessment review number 2024-0025. Approve the Pacific Plan Amendment number 2024-0005 and approve the First Amendment to the Development Agreement between the City of Rialto and Lewis Hillwood Rialto Company, LLC, based on the findings therein.
Is there a second?
A second.
A second. Okay. We just go to the motion, or there's no more discussion once the motion's been set, right?
If the council, or I mean, sorry, if the commission would like to discuss, but the question hasn't been called yet, so.
Okay. So first, I just want to thank everybody for coming and addressing and with their positions and what can do that. And I just want to make sure we hear it and everything, and we'll just move forward with we have a motion and a second. So all those in favor of the motion and the second signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries 5-0. Thank you so much for coming for that public hearing. Thank you. Moving on the agenda, there's no action items are identified there, so we'll turn it over to Ms. Taylor, our Community Development Director, for any comments.
Thank you, Chair and Commission. Our next scheduled meeting is November 19th.
We do not have any items.
Okay. So if that changes in the next few days, we will let you know, but be looking at your email for a potential cancellation of the November 19th meeting.
Okay.
We do anticipate having the first meeting in December, which I believe one of our items was continued to that date.
Okay.
So at a minimum, you can expect the December 4th meeting.
Yes.
So December 3rd's the next meeting then?
Most likely, yes. Like I said, if anything changes in the next few days, we'll let you know, but just keep an eye on your email and we'll get something out to you one way or another to confirm.
Okay.
Move to adjourn.
Except we have Planning Commission reports and comments. Does anyone have any comments or questions or they'd like to address the staff or anything to do that? Of course, Terry does. So it's like
throughout the evening, I've noticed people watch me with my cell phone. So to quell many concerns, I'm not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
I'm controlling my hearing aids. So if you see me on it, and I'm getting new ones hopefully Friday, that I won't have to do this. But right now, they're controlled by this, and that's why I will occasionally pick it up and look at it to make sure that I'm hearing everything that's being said from both sides.
All right.
Because the acoustics in this room are terrible.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What did you say?
They're bad.
It was very good in 1960.
What am I complaining about?
Exactly. Any other comments or?
Not for me.
I have a question.
Yes.
My mom doesn't speak English, so just for future, so that way that incident doesn't happen again. I was under the impression that it was also double the time when there's an interpreter, and it's going back and forth, Spanish and English. So for my mom's sake, if she ever wants to come and ask questions or comment, I want to know, and for the record, for anybody watching, just to keep on the record, what is the rule for that? I was embarrassed, honestly, when she said, you guys need to learn your jobs and know what my time is. And I want to know, and the public to know, and if anybody doesn't speak English, I need them to know what their rights are, so.
Commissioner, that's a very good question, and we'll verify that rule. I don't know it offhand at the moment, but we'll look into it and let you know.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.